Our Father and our God, we thank you and we give you honor and praise, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for such a day as we celebrate our sister and her family, their ministry, and all the good things that you have in their lives. We thank you for everyone that's in this room today, Lord, as we have come together for fellowship. We pray now as we turn to the Word. We declare that the entrance of your Word brings light to us, gives us understanding. And so let it be today and always. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So today I want to share about, you know, this topic of, you know, somehow resilience that we need to continue to exhibit in our lives. The topic today is against all odds. Rise above every obstacle. So we got, you know, a lot of people, a lot of stories in the Bible for people, from people, and about people that went through situations like this. Let's consider some of the stories and some of the scriptures to give ourselves some exhortation and encouragement this morning. I'm going to start here, the book of Romans, chapter 4. I read, I think, part of this yesterday or the other day, but I want to read verses 17 to 22 of the book of Romans, chapter 4. And again, the story here, of course, about Abraham and what, you know, he went through. And so forth. It says, it was talking about faith, you know, rather than, you know, what we might, you know, consider the works of the law and things like that, you know, but the faith that is in God and through his grace, you know, to the end that the promise might be sure, he said to all the seed, not to that only which of the law, but to that also which of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Verse 17, Romans 4. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope? Well, I say who against all odds trusted in God, that he might become a father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead at the time, because he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was also able to perform. And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Praise the Lord. So, that's in short an encapsulation of the story of Abraham, how he dealt with, you know, the long-awaited promise, and how, against all odds, he continued to believe God. Let's consider some stories in the Bible, and then we'll share some thoughts. In the book of Psalms 118, I always love the story of David. Sometimes, you know, I find one way or another to bring him into the lessons, because there's so much, you know, so much to be learned from his story, the posture and the things that he went through and all, you know, that he had to endure. Even when he was anointed already to be king from a young man, but he could never get to the throne, it seemed like, for a long time afterwards. I mean, you know, and even his life was constantly in jeopardy. Saul was always trying to kill him, you know, but, you know, let's read in Psalm 118 how he handled, you know, some of the obstacles and distresses that were, you know, confronting him throughout those days. Psalm 118 verse 5, I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side, he said, I will not fear. What can man do unto me? Well, the Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better, he said, to trust in the Lord and to put confidence in man. So when we're going through, well, let's learn to put our trust in the Lord. It's better to trust in the Lord and to put confidence in princes. Now, let's look at his determination and the posture, you know, of, you know, his life, his mind, and how he would deal with things, no matter what confronted him. He said, all nations come past me about, but in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about. Yeah, they compass me about. But in the name of the Lord will I destroy them. They compass me about like bees. They are quenched as the fire of thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I may fall. He's talking about his enemy now. But the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and he's become my salvation. You know, and it goes on and on and on. And look at some of the things also he said in Psalm 27. You know, the posture that he had of faith, of resilience, even in the face of all kinds of troubles. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? He said. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, now this is his testimony. When the wicked, even my enemies and foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Well, I pray that it will be your answer of faith also, that you will see that anything that come against you will stumble and it will fall and it will not prosper. You know, though an host, but look at his confidence. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Glory to God. The war should rise up against me. In this will I be confident. And I remember one time as a young man, his dad sent him to go and visit his brothers that were camped in the, you know, battle, in the siege between them and the Philistines. And Goliath had come up to challenge the entire army. Nobody could face him. But this young man, you know the story. He stepped up because he wasn't afraid. He can go against all odds. In fact, the odds were stacked up against him. When they brought him before the king, they say, hey, there's a young man going around here talking that he can do something and asking about this and so forth. The king brought him in, said, who are you? And he began to say, well, you know, he said, well, I mean, this man has defied the armies of the living God. You know, I mean, everybody else says this man has defied the armies of Israel. Oh, not David. David is already coming in the spiritual. He said, this man has defied the armies of the living God. And then, you know, the king started telling, you can't go up against this man. You're only but a youth. And this man has been, a warrior, you know, from forever. I mean, look at the size of the man. You can't do anything against this man. This is suicide. And the king, you know, he said, look, I can do this, you know, I can do it. And the king said, no, we can't, you know, we're not going to, you know, this is like sending you to your grave. You can't go up against this man. So he began to tell the king, he said, look, I tell you something, king, you know, there was a time that a lion came up. You know, I kept my father's sheep, he told. I said, well, you kept your father's sheep as a young man, you yourself alone in the desert? I said, yeah, the wilderness. And a lion came up. One time I wasn't looking, the lion came and grabbed one of the flock, you know. But I went after him. You went after the lion? Well, absolutely. You know, I got these few scars over here to prove it. He said, I went over the, you know, against the lion because he took something from me. And I'm not going to let that happen. And the king is looking, wow, hand to hand combat with a lion. And, you know, you got the better of him. Yeah. And I got the key back. And he said, well, as if that wasn't enough, you know, one time also the bear, there was a bear that rose up. I mean, took something from me. Another one. I went after him as well. And when he rose up against me, I guarantee you, you know, he was bigger than this Goliath when he stood up against me. David said, I've seen it before and I can take this down, this man down, just like I took Goliath down. I mean, against every odd, all odds, every obstacle, everything that's in front of him, you know, by my God, I run through troops. By my God, I leap over walls. I mean, this man, there isn't anything that's going to stop him. You know, you can put armies, you can put Goliath, you can put lion, you can put a bear, you can put anything in front of him. It doesn't matter. He's not stopping. He's going through. Glory to God. And even, you know, even the people around him, you know, once David, you know, after a while, he started becoming a man of his own. He was still being pursued everywhere, but he grew up. And he was learning, God was training him to become king. And all that chasing around, running around and so forth was all his training to become king. And the people around him, you know, David's attitude began to rub off on them. In fact, they are called David's mighty men. And they also could go out. One of them could go out to come out against the lion and slay the lion. They could go out and fight off against, you know, hundreds of people by themselves. They could do all these things. I mean, they learned the resilience, you know, from David, you know. And David was a person that said, look, you know, as long as the Lord is with me, you know, who can be against me? By my God, I run through to a troop. By my God, I leap over a wall. You know, I mean, in Psalm 18, you know, verse 29, he said that. I can run through troops. I can leap over walls. You know, these things are nothing to me. You know, nothing could stop him. He was unstoppable. He knew, he trusted his God, and he will fight his way through anything. There was a time that Paul made a statement similar in a way. In Philippians 4 and 13, he said, you know, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Against all odds, against everything that comes against me, I can come out victorious. I mean, he would say things like, thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. I mean, these were people, these were warriors of faith that knew how to go up against all odds. And it didn't matter to him at all. Listen to what he said in the book of Romans chapter 8. Verses 35 through about 39. This is Paul now. You know, he said, look, all these things that can come up against us, you know, it doesn't really matter. You know, we are more than conquerors. Well, the question is, are you more than a conqueror? You know, that was Paul's testimony. But what is your testimony? You know, can you survive against all odds? And can you come out on top? You know, like these warriors of faith, how they came through many things. And, you know, it didn't matter what they faced. What shall we say then? He said in Romans 8 and 35. If God be for us, you know, who can be against us? Well, isn't it pretty much the same thing that David said in Psalm 21, 27? You know, the Lord is the strength of my life. You know, of whom shall I fear? The Lord is, you know, with me, of whom shall I be afraid? I mean, this man was never afraid of anything. He said, look, He that spared not his own son, delivered him up for us, and shall he not also freely with him give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? You know, it is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again. And he began to say, you know, all these things. Who or what shall separate us from the love of Christ? I mean, look at all the challenges. He called out tribulation. He said, look, I don't care the trials or tribulation. I don't care the distress or anguish or trauma. I don't care the persecution or famine or nakedness or peril, and even we're put to the sword. He said, it doesn't matter. You know, all these things, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. And I say, look, are you a conqueror? Can you declare things such as this, that you are not only a conqueror, but even more? You come out on top in every case. 2 Corinthians 2 and 14 says, you know, thanks be unto God who always, that's right, causes us to triumph. I mean, these are people who had testimonies. They knew how to walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. It says, you know, we can walk by faith and not by sight. You know, that sight, you know, when you see all the things around you, your heart might melt if you're looking by sight. But these people, they walk by faith. They're not afraid, you know, of all the armies round about. You know, they walk by faith. And there was one time Elisha, the prophet, you know, people, kings and different things always, you know, trying to capture him. I said, well, this is the man that always telling, you know, your plans, you know, king of Syria and so forth. They will send, you know, all kinds of people, you know, to armies to try to capture him. And, you know, he said, but he saw, you know, the victory ahead already. He saw with him the strength of the Lord. He said, they that are with us are, you know, more and greater and stronger than they that are against us. And his servant said, I don't see anybody here. All we have here are these donkeys that we have. And the man said, well, Lord, I pray that you open his eyes that he might see. And when the Lord opened his eyes, my goodness, chariots of fire all around. You know, but these people, they have confidence. You know, I don't care if an army come up against them or anything. It doesn't matter. I mean, Paul said, look, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, we're buffeted on every side. You know, we go through all kinds of challenges, storms and different things. And like, you need to see Paul's resume and all the things. Imprisoned, you know, 39 stripes, you know, fought with beasts and different things. My goodness, you know, but he said, look, it doesn't matter. We may be troubled on every side, yet we are not distressed. We are perplexed, but we're not in despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. We're cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in us. It doesn't matter what we're going through. Sickness, disease, doctors, reports, everything. You know, sometimes even you get a terrible report, you get all kinds of things. You may lose finances. There was a man in the Bible, he lost everything. You know, he lost everything. He was bankrupt, you might say. His name is Habakkuk. He said, look, I lost everything, you know, though the fig tree does not blossom. I mean, you can just think of him as having lost everything. But, you know, these are people who knew how to bounce back. They would not stay down for the count, although the fig tree shall not blossom. Neither shall fruit be in the vines. Habakkuk 3 and 17. The labor of the olive shall fail. I mean, all these things cut off. The fields yield no meat. I mean, those days, you know, they did farming and raising cattle and so forth. You know, no cattle in the stalls. You know, everything cut off. The flock cut off. I mean, your finances, your investments, everything lost. He said, well, yet we like to rejoice in the Lord. Now, these are people who knew how to triumph in the face of adversity. You know, no matter what the devil throws at them, kitchen sink and all, they can come out on the winning side. He said, I will rejoice in the Lord despite all these things. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength. And it will make my feet like hinds' feet. And it will eventually cause me to walk upon my high places too. I mean, Paul had a lot of testimonies. One time he said in Acts chapter 20, verse 24, he said, look, none of these things move me. You know, it doesn't matter what, you know, I've been through and so forth, you know, and hated by his own countrymen, of course, you know, I mean, because of his earlier history in persecuting the church. Everywhere he went, he was in jeopardy. Even the people that should have trusted him, they didn't trust him. You know, but he said, look, none of these things, you know, I know everywhere that I go, afflictions are awaiting me. He said, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem. You know, sometimes, you know, a prophet even came and told him, picked up his girdle and said, well, you know, this man, whoever owns this girdle, this is how he'll be bound when he gets to Jerusalem and so forth. Paul said, well, I don't care. You know, bound, that's nothing. I'm ready to even die. Hallelujah. And I go forth bound unto Jerusalem. He said, look, you know, none of these things move me. All I know is that, you know, there were afflictions that are awaiting me in every city where I go. The Holy Spirit already told me, bonds and afflictions. But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus Christ to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Hallelujah. Now, that's Acts chapter 20, you know, verses 22 to 24. I mean, they had testimonies that no matter what they are going through or no matter what lies ahead, it doesn't matter. They have one thing in their mind. The outcome will be the same. I'm going to be a more than a conqueror. I'm coming out on the winning side, no matter what. Listen to how Micah said it. Micah 7 and verse 8. He said, look, you know, there may be times when my enemy may cheap shot me and knock me down, but I will never stay down for the count. I'm going to get up again. Praise the Lord. He said, look, rejoice not over me or against me, O my enemy. That's right. For when I fall, I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. These are people that will not stay down for the count. It doesn't matter what the devil does, you know, and sometimes chip shot you when you're not looking, or even, you know, if you can't get you, chip shot something, somebody else around you. I mean, throw all kinds of things. But is your mind made up? Well, there was a man called Isaiah. His mind was also made up. You know, he said, and we, you know, we've talked about that verse multiple times, Isaiah 50 and 7. He said, look, I will not be confounded and I will not be ashamed. Doesn't matter what the devil does to me. You know, I set my face like a flint. I put my game face on. Hallelujah. I'm ready to take on anything. Praise the Lord. And these are people that know how to withstand. You know, Paul said, look, having done all, stand even against everything. Be that last man standing. Can you be? Praise the Lord. Well, by the grace of God, we can. You know, and Paul also, when he was writing to the Thessalonians, again, these are just some few exhortations I want to share with you today. When he was writing to the Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 3, he was encouraging them. He said, look, let no man be moved by these afflictions. You know, there may be afflictions that you may have. Don't be moved by them. You may have heard of my afflictions, he said, or even your afflictions, or whoever you hear about going through stuff. Don't let these things move you. Praise God. You know, sometimes you yourself are going through, or you see, you know, some of your brethren going through. Well, we're encouraged here to say, let none of these afflictions move you. For you yourselves already know that we are appointed unto these afflictions. You know, I mean, the psalmist said in Psalm 34 and verse 19, he said, look, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them, him out of them all. You know, when I was a young man, growing up with my dad and everything, he used to always pray that psalm, that verse. I never knew what it was. I mean, because I always said, well, why do we need to be afflicted? Why can't you just have faith, you know, to avoid it? But he would say, look, many are the afflictions of the righteous. I'm like, are you inviting afflictions, this and that? Well, you know, I didn't know. I used to think then that, you know, if you have enough faith, you can avoid afflictions altogether. And you might. There might be some things you can avoid. Because a prudent man foreseeth the evil and he hideth himself. You know, especially by wisdom. You know, not so much faith, but wisdom. Wisdom can keep you from a lot of pitfalls. When you fall into the pit, you know, the faith that you have can pull you out of that pit. But if you use wisdom, you might have avoided falling into that pit in the first place. I mean, there's a lot of things we go through, a lot of things we suffer, which are probably because of sometimes lack of wisdom or poor choices or poor decisions that, you know, that we make. And, you know, it is possible to actually avoid certain adversities, you know, through prayer and through watchfulness and, you know, through using wisdom. You can avoid certain adversities, but you cannot avoid them all. You know, Jesus said it himself, in this world you shall face tribulations. But he said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world for you. There is no way that you can go through the world, I mean, through this world, you know, without these tribulations. You're going to have them, you know, and, you know, but if you have, you know, you need to have the right kind of attitude. John chapter 16 and verse 33 will tell you, there's no way in the world that you can avoid them. Some you can avoid, but you can't avoid them altogether. And when the stuff comes at you, you know, things happen. It could be, well, you know, the other day we were talking about Job being, you know, a trophy in a contest, you know, and all these things happened to him, but people thought it was because he did something wrong. Well, sometimes you don't do anything wrong and things still happen. Good things happen to bad people. Jesus said it himself. The sun, God makes it to shine upon the good and bad. But at the same time, bad things happen to good people. It is just the way it is. And we don't think, you know, just because something bad you're going through, and that means you must have done something wrong. Well, we debunked that already a couple of days ago. So that's not how it is. But whatever we face, we want you to develop resiliency against all odds. You know, I mean, when God gives you a promise, you know, I mean, you're stronger at the age of 75 to have that kid. Your wife is stronger, you know, but, you know, you don't have it. 25 years later, you're still not there. You know, 24 years later, you know, but still believe in God. Hallelujah. Well, I don't care what I get to be 100 years old. God said this thing and it will happen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You know, and that's how these people went through it. They believe God. And sometimes you have to encourage yourself. I mean, David was a man that was good in doing that. You know, in Psalm 42, verses 5 and 11, you know, David would encourage himself, say, my soul, why thou cast down within me? Why thou disquieted? Why thou cast down? I will hope in the Lord. I will trust in the light of his countenance. He would encourage himself. In fact, we see a story like that in 1 Samuel chapter 30. In the first 6 verses, we learned of his family being taken away, his wife, his children, other people that are with him. You know, their city in Ziklag was burnt with fire and everything. And even the people talked of stoning him because they had followed him to a battle which really didn't concern them. Because at that time, you know, running around and running away from Saul, he had joined himself to the Philistines and was fighting the Philistines' battles. And the people that came with him, they didn't quite like it, but they followed him anyway. And when they came back, everything they had was gone. And so their souls were angry. Everybody wept bitterly, and they also thought they would stone David. Because he said, look, because of you that all this came upon us. But we are told in verse 6 of Samuel, 1 Samuel 30, that David encouraged himself in the Lord. He would say at such times like that, my soul, why thou cast down within me, why thou trouble, trust thou in God, and I will yet see the light of his countenance. And he would encourage himself like that. Praise the Lord. And he would always also encourage his, you know, when he was, his head was bowed down for various reasons, he would encourage himself. Listen to how he said it in Psalm 24. You know, verses 7 through about 10. You know, he used these things to encourage himself. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. You might think David is saying this to somebody else, but he's saying to himself too, to his life. Gates that are in his life, things, you know, that come against him, and so forth. He would encourage himself with it. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong in battle, mighty. Lift up your heads. He will encourage himself again. Oh, ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. Don't let your head be bowed down. Get up, you know, I used to tell people, you know, say, look, you get up in the morning, you know, you look in the mirror. Don't let your head be bowed down. You see, if you see any gloominess in that mirror, you need to do like David did. Say, look, we're not doing that gloomy stuff today. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. I'm not giving in to any of that gloominess. I mean, some people just wake up gloomy. I don't know why. Just wake up. I mean, everything's fine the day before, and then today they just wake up, they're heavy, they're gloomy and stuff, and they give in to that. No, don't give in to that stuff. You know, rebuke that stuff. Shake yourself from the dust, we're told even. You know, say, look, you know, I'm not doing that stuff, you know. The lions are falling unto me in pleasant places. I'm more than a conqueror. You know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, lift up your heads. And God is a lifter of your head. But you yourself must lift up your head. The Bible says in Psalm 3, you know, and verse 3, the Lord is my shield, is my glory and the lifter of my head. But it also says in Isaiah 52 and verse 2, that you must shake yourself from the dust. You must lift up your own head. You must loose yourself from the bands around your neck. Don't put your neck there. And don't let the devil say he got the better of you. You know, you need to know that you can rise above these obstacles. And you can be a winner. Because the Lord has said, Hebrews 13 and 5, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said that. In fact, he said, look, when you pass through the fire, you know, Isaiah 43 and 2, when you pass through the floods, whatever it is that you're going through, these things will not overwhelm you and they will not destroy you. You're coming out of that fire, you're coming through that flood. Hallelujah. You're coming to victory. The Lord is with you. Listen to what the Lord said in Deuteronomy 31, verses 6 and 8. He said, look, it is the Lord thy God that doth go with you, before you and with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Therefore, be strong and be not dismayed. No matter what the enemy throws against you, remember, the Lord is with you. And, you know, and just so you know that we're going to have these adversities, everybody does. You know, the writer of Ecclesiastes, he gives us some wisdom and some insight. Ecclesiastes 7 and 14 says, you know, there's always going to be prosperity and adversity. Yeah. In the day of prosperity, rejoice. But in the day of adversity, consider. You know, there's the reason why God put the two of them side by side, he said, so that you will not be able to, your heart will not go anywhere else but seek the Lord, you know. And we talked about this from time to time. We talked about Psalm 30 and verse 5, you know, though sorrow may endure for a night, troubles, adversities, odds, and different things that you're up against, you know, they cannot last forever. You are coming out. the day is going to break. There's some hope. Praise the Lord. So when we put all these scriptures together, nothing you haven't heard before, I just wanted to encourage us again today. Because sometimes when we're going through, you just need a reminder that the Lord is with you. By thee, O Lord, I've run through a troop. Psalm 18 and verse 29. And by my God, I leap over a wall. This man can run through troops. He can leap over a wall. I mean, the way he looked at it is, look, you know, you put up a barricade in front of me. I'm either going to blow through it, knock it down, jump over it, get around it, bulldoze it or something. Nothing stopping me. I'm going through. Hallelujah. I run through troops. I leap over walls. Nothing can stop me. You know, how do you see these, some of these challenges that you are facing? It's like a roadblock. How do you see the roadblock? I preached on this before. It could be a roadblock or it could be a hurdle. A hurdle is something that you jump over, you know, leave it behind you. A roadblock is something that is designed to obstruct, impede your passage. You know, so, you know, they put a roadblock or they don't want you to get through. Roadblock, you know, you can't go through. Well, what do you do when there's a roadblock? You're going down the road and that's a roadblock. What do you do? Well, usually, you know, they'll put a sign for a detour, you know, but even if there's no sign, what are you going to do? You're just going to quit and stay right there and don't go anywhere because there's a roadblock. Even naturally, we don't do that. We'll find another way. You're going somewhere important just because the road is blocked. You're not going to stop. You're going to get around it somehow. Take another way, take another direction and all that, you know. And, you know, because you need to get to where you're going. You're not going to say because there's a roadblock, therefore I'm not going anywhere. You know, but sometimes we, you know, when in matters of faith, we succumb to those roadblocks. You know, when there are some people that, you know, if they meet, you know, some disappointments, then they give up. You know, every sign of disappointment, they give up. Well, we've got to develop this resiliency against all odds, against obstacles, against roadblocks. Get through the roadblock, get around it, climb every mountain, bulldoze whatever is in front of you by faith, or get around it somehow, but don't let it stop you. Hallelujah. Now, we want to see some champions of faith, some people who can go through. Well, can you go through? Praise the Lord. Can you break through? David said, I break through a troop. You know, he had some people with him one time. They broke through the garrison of the Philippines to get him some water. They broke through and they can break through. And these people, can you break through as well? 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4 says, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith. Glory to God. Now, do you have faith? Can you overcome? You know, Paul was writing about all of the, you know, he says, suit up. In Ephesians chapter 6, he said, you know, suit up, take on you the full armor, put this on, put that on, put this on, put that on. But in verse 16 of Ephesians 6, he talked about, you know, some of your ultimate weapons. He said, look, above all, glory to God, take the shield of faith by which you can quench everything that the enemy throws at you. Now, the shield of faith is so powerful, you know, and you use that faith, you can break through troops. You can deflect every negative arrow that comes against you. Faith is both offense and defense at the same time. Glory to God. You know, so our exhortation today is that you need to rise above obstacles. I mean, it would be great if we went through life without any challenges, but that's not the case. That never happens. Even Jesus himself, he had his own challenges. You know, and they put him on that cross and nailed him to that cross. It was like, my goodness, can you come out of that grave? You know, and they even taunted him when he was on the cross. You know, the devil even, you know, taunted him. Said, you know, well, you saved others. You can't even save yourself. You know, if you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. No, Jesus said, I'm going to stay right here on the cross because he had a mission. You know, and so everybody has these challenges of life. Are you an overcomer? Can you go against all odds? Can you rise above these obstacles? Let's bring it down to some of the obstacles that we face in our daily lives. Well, you know, it could be something simple and it could be even something tragic. You know, I pray that we will not face any tragic things in our lives. No, loss of life is the worst. I hope that they would pray that there will be no loss in your family. But we do face these things. We face, you know, many things. Sometimes we lose our job, the job in which you trusted. You know, I mean, this is the job that's giving you, I mean, you pay your rent, and you're doing well. You even thought you were going to do even better. You know, they looked like there were some promises and some hope, and then all of a sudden, boom, they cut off your legs. And what are you going to do? I mean, there's other losses. You are in business and so forth. Some people put up investments and they lose their money. What are you going to do when these things happen? Are you able to, you know, still come out on top as a winner? Are you a winner? Can you rise above obstacles? You know, can you survive against all odds? Well, these are the questions that we are asking ourselves in this exhortation today. Can you shake yourself from the dust? According to Isaiah 52 and verse 2, there are times when you'll be in the dust. You'll be in the doldrums. You know, there are times when the devil will tell you, well, you give it up, pack it in. You know, but what are you going to do when you hear those voices? You know, that's how people go into depression, because the devil is a double crosser. It will make them do the wrong thing and then also come back and double cross them that, look, your life is finished. Why don't you just kill yourself? You know, I hope that's not, nobody in this room is hearing voices like that. You know, but there are all kinds of voices that come up against you to try to tell you to throw in the towel. It's like when you are watching a boxing match and somebody gets knocked down. The people in the other corner are saying, stay down. And the ref is making the count. One, two. And they're telling you, stay down. On the other corner, they're telling you, stay down. But your corner and the people that are in the crowd on your side are telling you, get up. Get up. You know, but the devil says, stay down. Well, the angel of the Lord is with you, and the Holy Spirit and your brethren are on your side telling you, get up. Eye of the tiger, man. Get up. You can do this. You know, don't let the enemy have the last laugh and think he got you down. Say, look, though you knock me down, I will arise. Glory to God. And when I sit in darkness, when it seems like I'm not hearing the voice of God, that's what sitting in darkness means. There are days when you hear his voice and you are on a roll. You know, you are in the light and you are on the mountaintop and God's voice is so sharp and so crystal clear and you can hear his voice. Well, there will be other days when you don't hear his voice. What are you going to do then? You have to train yourself to remember that, look, though days when you are in the dark, in the valley, you have to remember what he told you when you are on the mountain top. The days when you are in the light and you heard his voice clearly, well, let that voice stay with you even when you are now in the dark and it seems as if his voice is a million miles away. You cried and the Lord did not answer. You said, but you said I will answer when he cried. Well, you cried this time, but he didn't answer. Or it seems to you like he didn't answer. Then what you're going to do? You're going to walk away from the Lord. You're going to throw it in, you know, or you're going to say like Micah, when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. Hallelujah. These are people that were determined to bounce back no matter what. And the scripture gives us many encouraging words that, look, sometimes you are doing everything you can to overcome these obstacles, but they just keep coming. You know, sister was giving a testimony yesterday saying it seems like everything she did had to come with a lot of struggles. Well, but the good news is, excuse me, the good news is that you know, at the end of it all, she always got the victory. Praise the Lord. You know, so that's the most important part. You know, no matter what happens, at the end of it all, you get the victory. Praise the Lord. And the Lord gets the glory. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord is with you. He will never leave you. And he will never forsake you. Remember that. And while you are there going through the stuff, he'll be right there with you. That's what he said. You know, when you are going through the fire, I'll be right there with you. But that's going through. You're not going into the fire. You know, as I've often said, if you go into it, that's a dead end. Maybe you won't come out. But if you go through, that means you're coming out on the other side. You know, and that's what the psalmist always said. When I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because I know I'm coming out on the other side. You know, and you think about it. You ask people, you know, we say it all the time. Well, I say, well, I'm going through some things right now. And I say to people, anytime I hear that, I say, well, by your own admission, you are telling me that you're coming out on the other side. But you said, I'm going through. You never said, I'm going into some problems. Everybody says, I'm going through. Well, yeah, you are wired for success already. Praise God. You're wired for victory already. Even your mouth has already declared that you are going through, which means you're coming out on the other side. Let me read to you Isaiah 50 verse 10. I'm going to pray over the room. Who is it among you that feareth the Lord? Obeyeth the voice of his servant, and yet is walking in darkness and hath no light. I mean, you're doing everything that the Lord tells you to do. You're believing the word of God. I mean, you're believing and so forth. And yet, there's no light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak. And you're still in darkness. And it doesn't seem like, you know, the day is going to break. The day is going to dawn. I mean, it just doesn't look like you're going to get the victory. Well, what should you do then? Well, those are certain odds and certain obstacles and barriers that are trying to keep you down. How must you respond? Well, this is the way to respond. You say, when you find yourself in that situation, keep on trusting the name of the Lord. Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. And stay upon your God. Stay right there. Don't give an inch. Don't let the devil think he got anything over you. The devil is a loser. Hallelujah. He already lost, but he will try to bluff his way through it. And you must continue to use the word of God. Hallelujah. Against all odds, above every obstacle, we must rise and we must come through and must be a winner. And Jesus had many promises for those that overcome. Overcome what though? Well, you got to overcome all these things. So I'm going to pray for you today. Praise the Lord. I'm going to pray this prayer over you that the Lord will give you strength to win every battle, to climb every mountain, come out against every odds and all obstacles and so forth. You must win. Win the little, win the big, win them all. Because the words of Jeremiah chapter 12 and verse 5, it says, if you are weary in small things, what are you going to do against bigger things? If you run against footmen and you're weary, how are you going to survive against horses? You know, if when things are generally calm around you, you freak out, what are you going to do when all hell breaks loose? That's what he's saying in that verse. He says it a different way, but that's what it means. And Proverbs 24 verse 10 also says the same thing. If you faint in the day of adversity, then your strength is little. God doesn't want our strength to be little. So be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Quit ye like men. Be strong in the Lord. This is what God tells us. So I pray for everyone that's in the room today, according to the words of the apostles that are written to us in the name of the Lord, encouraging us to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. We will be strong. Glory to God. Ephesians 6 and 10. According to this word, I pray that you be strong in the Lord. You be strong in the power of his might. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the Lord will give you the strength and the grace to win every battle, climb every mountain. Hallelujah. Come out on top of everything. Against every odd, you come out, you're a winner. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You must win every battle. I pray for you according to the words of 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil push over. Don't be a pushover for the devil. Don't let the devil play ping pong with your life either. Stand fast in the Lord. Win every battle in the name of Jesus. Run through troops, climb over walls. Say, can I do that? Well, absolutely. You know, God has done it through many others that we've read in these scriptures, and they can do the same. You have the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. I pray that everybody will guard on their, you know, spiritual mind. The Lord is your fortress. Remember, it's your high tower. It's your hiding place. It's your defense and your deliverer. He's your rock. And he will deliver you. Our God will come and save us. Your God will come. No matter which situation you are in, you will overcome if you don't quit. Hallelujah. Don't quit and don't give up. You must stand fast. Be the last man standing if necessary, and the Lord will give you the victory. You know, we only lose, we only fail when we quit. As long as you don't quit, you will have hope that you are coming out on the other side. May the Lord strengthen and enable everybody. May this exhortation today be a blessing to you, to encourage you to stand fast in the Lord against all odds and above every obstacle. You come out a winner in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.